try to learn two Torahs, it's always so hard to pick which Torahs to do. There, every one in the Beis Yaakov, and each Torah is so beautiful, and there's so much to learn. So I thought maybe we could try to chaperayin to learn one Torah from Rabbi Leibel Eiges Chusyalenu, and one Torah from the Tiferes Yosef from Rajin Chusyalenu. So we have to move quickly. The Torah from Rabbi Leibel begins with Kedoshin Tiyu. It says Lahavid Mashiv Psichas Hasidra. There's an asterisk next to it. Everything starts with Kedoshim Tiyu, all the pieces. On the bottom of Tzadik Ches, next to across from Tzadik Tes, you'll see it says Kedoshim Tiyu on the bottom. Lahavid Mashiv Psichas Hasidra Nema Haloshin Kedoshim Tiyu. Rabbi Leibel asks regarding the interesting difference between the Lashon at the beginning of the parasha, where it says Kedoshim Tiyu, where it begins with Kedoshim, and Hashem says Kedoshim, Kedusha, Tiyu, Kedoshim Tiyu, to be. Whether that's a mitzvah, that's a haftacha, a promise, the Svarim go, the Svarim all talk about this. What is Hashem's Baruch saying to us? Kedoshim Tiyu. But the point is that as far as the Lashon is concerned, Milas Tiyu, Acha Milas Kedoshim. The Ikar is that the parasha begins first with Kedoshim and then Tiyu, you will be. Kedoshim Tiyu. One, the first line on page Tzadik Tes. Ubisof HaSidra. So Blabla says, but at the end of this Sidra, at the end of the parasha, Nemar, it says, V'yisem li Kedoshim. V'yisem li, and then Kedoshim. Milas v'hiyisem is kaidem. So the parasha begins with kedoshim, and then tihiyu, kedoshim, and then you will be. And the parasha ends with v'hiyisem, you will be, and then li kedoshim. Yesh lema. So Blabla says a very deep and a very beautiful thing. It's filled with masikas like all of his Torahs. Ki besidra hazois nuchlal kol hatayag mitzvahs. Parshas Kedoshim, Chazal say, Rashi brings down, is roiv gufei Torah. There are so many mitzvahs. It's filled with mitzvahs. All different mitzvahs. More than any other parish, it's filled with mitzvahs. All the ikarim of Yiddishkeit are found in Parshas Kedoshim. Kibisidra says, Nichla kol atayag mitzvahs. Shebehem anu muvdolim umufroshim mikol ha'umais. That distinguish us, that make us different. And set us apart from all the nations of the world. Shayideh ha-mitzvahs yesh lanu ha-kara b'yletes shanachnu b'nei kel chai. The world is wandering around without any clear instructions. And if there are seven mitzvahs for most of the world, they're either unknown or neglected. But Am Yisrael received the mitzvahs, and through the mitzvahs, Rabbi Leibel says, we have a hakara bar letis, a very clear and obvious way to see to recognize Shanachnu b'nei kelchai, that the Baruch Shalom didn't just leave us alone. Anachnu b'nei kelchai, with the children of the living God. He has an inyan with us. Shanachnu b'nei kelchai. Hein b'guf ha'odam, the very guf, the body itself, b'choysem b'ris kodesh, the body itself that is seared into the flesh of the body, the choysem, the seal, the signature of the Bari Olam, the bris, choysem bris kodesh. So the guf itself is a different guf, a Yiddish guf, a Jewish body. It's a different body. Choysem bris kodesh. The Baruch Shalom is telling us every single second of our lives, each and every one of us, Atah ben kel chai. You are the son of the living God. Hein b'inyin achila, all the mitzvahs that have to do with eating, the mitzvahs that tluyas ba'aretz, macholas asuras, v'chula v'chula. Umalbushim, mshatnas, what we're allowed to wear, what we're not allowed to wear. K'deisa b'zohar kodesh b'hagdama, as we find in the Zohar Kodesh, in the beginning of the Zohar Kodesh, Pekuda Shviyah, there the Zohar Kodesh is talking about, at the beginning is talking about the mitzvah of Bris Milah. The begin there is Rashimu Yisrael be Rashimu Kadisha. Is Rashimu Yisrael, the Jewish people are engraved. The word Roshem, Rishima, means that the Baruch Shalom left or has placed a reminder, a Roshem of himself, an impression of himself. Like when you're printing something, there's an impression, it's called, right, an impression. There's an impression, kivyochel, of the Bari Olam. It's Rashimu Yisrael b'Rishimu Kadisha, with the Rishimu Kadisha of the Infinite One himself. There's an impression upon the flesh of a Jew. Lishtoimoida ben Sata de Kadisha. In order to recognize, in order to recognize that it should be clear, the difference between Sata de Kadisha, the Sitra, the side of Kedusha, the Chul and the Sitrachra, and the other side of Tuma. And the Zohar goes on to say that besides that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this impression upon the flesh of a Jew to make that distinction, that he should recognize that he's a Ben Kel Chai, Masha'en Kein, the Umas Ha'olam, the nations of the world that are from the other side, to be able to makir, to be able to recognize Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol ben Yisrael ha'amim. The Zohar goes on to say that besides that, Hashem's Baruch even come the Roshim Lein Hachi Roshim Lebi'iri Ve'ofi Dolhoin. Hashem also made that impression to engrave upon our animals and the birds of a Jew. The behemoths and the ofis, to make a chilik between what a Jew is allowed to eat and what a Jew is not allowed to eat. Mashani came by the guy. Zo inyan sofa sidra. So Label explains, this is the inyan of the end of the parasha. If all of the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch has sealed upon the life of a Jew, to distinguish us, that we're B'nei Kel Chai, at the end of the whole parasha, it comes back and says, V'hivdaltem ben ha-behema ha-toyera l'tmeya. V'hivdaltem. There's a difference. You have to separate yourselves. You have to make a distinction between an animal that's toyera and an animal that's tmeya. Ben ha-oif ha-tamei l'toher. The bird that's toher, that's tamei, and the bird that's toher. Hainu ayideish nafshoseinu ne'etzolim mishoresh kedushoso yisbarach. Reb Leibel explains that since the nefesh, since the soul of a Jew, is ne'etzol, is an emanation, descends, comes from, is bound up with the shoresh of kedushas Hashem yisbarach, that each and every one of us is walking around with a chelik ulakom yimal mamish. There has to be a hacker in everything that we do, in the food that we eat, our bodies, our food, every single thing that we have, every single thing that we do. That we're not stan. That we're Mishoresh HaKadusha. That every Jew is Mishoresh HaKadusha. And we see, Reb Leibel says, Ki chen gam kivyochel hu yizbarach oisik b'zeh. We see that Hashem Yizbarach is oisik in this havdalah. Hashem is oisik, Hashem is occupied with this havdalah. Lahavdil u lahafrish oisonu, Misater ahipuch l'sitrit d'gedusha. That Hashem Yizbarach is constantly involved in this oisik of separating his children from the rest of the kids in the playground. Lahafrish oisonu misater ahipuch, from the opposite, the side of the opposite, l'sitrit d'gedusha. K'mo she'nemar, it says there in the pasuk, va'avdil escha. And it doesn't just mean that it once happened. Hashem Yizbarach is saying every single second, every single minute, I'm separating you. I'm taking you to myself. In other words, I want you to make these separations because that's what I myself am Isaac in these separations. I separate you. I make you different. And everything about you is different. To be mine. Lachain, therefore, gam anachnu haneed solim mikdusha soy. Just like the klal is with everything. Mahu afata. Just as Hashem is compassionate, so we also have to try to be compassionate. That's the tachlis of our lives, the zek keli van veyu. To be like Hashem is brach. So Leibel is saying, since the metzias of a Jew is a metzias elokis, tzichim liyos bonu kol havayos. The same way that Kadosh Baruch Hu is oisek, ma Kadosh Baruch Hu mavdil oisanu, the same way that Kadosh Baruch Hu separates us from the nations and engraves his presence and the impression of his presence upon our clothing, our skin, our food, everything. Shehem harishimus hanikoros shenafshoseinu misheresh hakedusha. There are rishimais nikoros, the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs, this entire parasha, and all mitzvahs, are rishimais hanikoros, are the clear and obvious marks and impressions, shenafshoseinu misheresh hakedusha, that we come from someplace else. That the sherish of a Jew is from a world that's called Sitra de Kedusha, the side of Kedusha, the side of holiness. Now, what does it have to do with the order of the parasha? Kedoshim Tiyu. First Kedoshim and then Tiyu. And at the end of the parasha, V'isim Kedoshim. So look what Rabbi Leibel says. V'zo inyin loshen havaya hanichtav etzel Kedoshim. So at the beginning of the parasha, Hashem Yisroel is introducing this parasha that contains within it all the mitzvahs. With what word? First it says Kedoshim, and then it says Tiyu. So in Yilosh Navai HaNichtav Etzel Kedoshim Milas Tiyu. And then at the end, Ukemoichein, V'hiyisem Li Kedoshim. First V'hiyisem, V'hiyisem Li, and then Kedoshim. So he explains. Ulezen nema betchila kadoshim bereisha. At the beginning of the parasha, first it says kadoshim, v'achakach tihiyu. Hainu, the reason for this, is shekol havayos harishimais hakadoshis, shenitzrochim liyos banu, that all of these havayos, all the tihiyus, all the yihiyus, all the marks, all the hekeirim, all of the havayos, all the rishimis, all the impressions, all of the distinguishing features. Hanitzrochem, shenitzrochem liyos banu, which are the mitzvahs, on the flesh, clothing, our food, our homes are different, mezuzah, maka, our fields, and so on, everything. Why do we have all of these things? The Torah says, "Hum avneisha onu netzolim mishorash hakedusha," because there's something that precedes our existence. It's called kedusha. Everything begins from that world that's called the world of kedusha. That's the world that we come from. You and I don't come from Europe. We don't come from Persia. We don't come from Taman. We don't come from Teaneck or the Five Towns. These are temporary stopovers. We come from the Sitra de Kedusha. We come from a world of Kedusha. What the Zohar talks about over there in that piece, that the Rishimas below correspond to the Rishimas that Hashem has, the Havayas, the Rishimas that He has above in the world of Kedusha. Everything begins with that Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu engraved in each and every one of us. And because of that Kedusha, he has, because of that Kedusha, because that imprint of Himself, we have all of these mitzvahs. In everything in life, we have all of these mitzvahs to remind us that we're B'nai Kel Chai. To remind us that we are B'nai Kel Chai. To open our eyes to that reality. That we didn't begin down here. That we began somewhere else. And that the shurish of who we are is in the Sitri de Kedusha, is in the place of Rishimas, of Havayis, of Hashem's Baruch's stamp, of Hashem's Baruch's hand, of something higher than this world. And therefore, the Baruch Shem Lamala above is Oisik in Va'avdil Eschem, in those separations, in those Havdolas. And the way that those Havdolas, those Rishimas, those Havayis are experienced in this world, or are noticed in this world, are noticeable, are observable, and experienced in this world, are through the impressions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made upon our flesh, Chosim Bris Kodesh, our clothing, the tzitzis, shatnas, and so on, the mitzvahs, the essays, the lois essays that surround every single step and every single breath of a Jew. So mikoach, that kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested in us, we have to be miskasha to all of the mitzvahs that are brought in this parasha. So therefore, Reb Leibler says at the beginning of the parasha, it says, kedoshim and then tihiyu. Because you are kedoshim, because you come from the Sitra de Kedusha, tihiyu, you have to be this way. You have to be this way. And this way means, this way is a life of Torah mitzvahs. That's what he explains. Hein shekol havayis harishimus hakadoshis nitzorchem liyos banu hum ebnei shonu netzolim yisharish hakadosha hanirmas b'milas kadosha. That's where everything begins. That's the beginning of the parasha. Because of the kadosha, because you are kadoshim, therefore, tihiyu, you will live a life that's filled with the tihiyu, which means with the havayis, with the impressions, with the marks of the higher world upon your lives. Everything that you have and everything that you do has those markings, those impressions that come from a world of Kedusha. to make you different and to make you separate and to remind you that you are B'nai Kel Chai. U'besoif ha-sedra. So there, at the end of this, at the end of the parasha, it says v'hiisem li, and then first it says v'hiisem li, and then kedoshim. U'besoif ha-sidra nemar v'hiisem b'reisha. At the end of the parasha, first it says v'hiisem, v'acharkach li kedoshim. First is v'hiisem, and then it says li kedoshim. First comes the mitzvahs. V'hiisem is how to live, the havayos. At the beginning of the parasha, Hashem reveals to us the reason why we keep all of these mitzvahs is because we come from a place that's called kedoshim. Because we're kedoshim, we come from the city of the kedusha. At the end of the parasha, it says v'hiisem. First is v'hiisem, and then li kedoshim. The reason for that, Rabbi Label explains, is Hainu Mnesha Bechol Zois, despite everything, Beyesena Bezeha Oilam HaShofel, because we live in this miserable, low world, She'ein Boy He'oris His Galus Sherish HaKedusha, where the Kedusha of who we are, where that Kedusha is not clear to us. So even though we have, even though we come from the place of Kedusha, even though that's the beginning of who we are, Kedoshim, as it says at the beginning of the parasha, Kedoshim and then Tiyu. But the world, the world is very, very difficult. And Ein Bo Ha'oris is Galus Sherish HaKedusha. And the Sherish of Kedusha, of who we are, is not clear. It's not clear. So Yochel Liyos B'Nafshenu Helem Inyan Zeh. It's very possible that a Jew can forget this. That there's a helam. That this mitzias of kedoshim, of kedusha, of the origin of where we come from, that it's unclear. So a person can forget that kedoshim. It's not clear. You could forget that. L'shkor chas v'shom shon en etzolim kedushos yisbor. That we come from kedushas Hashem. We come from that place. That we're b'nei kel chai. In this world, it's very easy to forget that we're b'nei kel chai. Ach al yidei inyan havayis harishima se'elu asher bono. So there are many, many Jews, Rabbi Leibler says, that Jew, through the years of Galus in this world, they don't begin with a sense of Kedusha, of Kedusha. So for these who forget where we come from, at some point in their lives, they're able to think about all of the Rishimas, all of the Havayas that Hashem has given us, all the mitzvahs, and Yielono Ha'akara Tormit Shanachnu Misherosh HaKedusha, and from there one can retrace his existence back to the world of Kedusha. In other words, very simply, the Lechatchila is that there's a clear awareness that begins with Kedusha. You are Kaddish. And because of your Kedusha, because of the Kedusha that's inherent in you, because you're B'nai Kel Chai, you will engage in these activities. The same way that I have separated you from the nations, everything in your life is different. And you have to live this way with these Rishimas, with these Hakeirim, with these reminders of who you are. But everything begins with a Kedoshim to you. But Rabbi Leibler says that many, many, many people, they don't begin their lives with any feeling of Kedusha. If anything, they're surrounded by Tumah. And they feel that they're in a place of Tumah. And they don't start off with that sense of Kedusha, of being B'nai Kel Chai, where they come from. So here, it doesn't begin with Kedoshim and then to you. At the end of the parasha, after Hashem's book gives all of the mitzvahs, he says, V'heyisem likadoshim. That through the V'heyisem, through observing these things, and through living in this way, through the V'heyisem, you can come into contact with that world of Kedusha. Let's finish the Torah first before. That through the V'heyisem, even though you're somewhat clueless, you're clueless. You don't have any sense of that. You don't feel any kedusha in your life, and you don't see these things as being reminders that you're ben kel chai, that we're bnei kel chai. But you receive them as a messiah, and you try to live in this way, and you believe that there's a bari olam that he gave the Torah on Har Sinai. But it's hard, and you're living a way of v'hiyisa. And your asuk and your torah with all of these things, with moida ani, with negel vas, with moida ani, with tzitzis, with tefillin, with davening, with learning, v'hiyisa. All of these different things that we do. But Rabbi Leibler says that Hashem says at the end of the parasha that through the v'hiyisa, even though you're not a Jew that begins with kedusha, you don't have that from the beginning. You didn't receive that from your parents, and you don't have such a hergish on your own that you're holy. But the Torah says at the end of the parasha that even for you, if you'll live v'heyisem and you'll stay connected to these rishimas, to these marks, to these impressions, to these mitzvahs of the parasha, v'yisem li, you can come to kedusha. So ayidei v'heyisem, shu'avayis ha'rishimas ha'kedoshis, ayidei zeh li kedoshim. And he gives a mashal to explain this. That's why I didn't want, before you ask or say something, it's important to see the mashal. V'hu k'moshal melech bosar v'dam. This could be compared to a king of bosar v'dam, a human king, sheshaleach es b'nai hayakar l'medina v'chaykum ha'oid, who has sent his ben yakar to a very far away place. Shesham, in that place that's far away, Einim Royim Tomei B'Gedulas HaMelech Al Kach. Over there, it's not clear, Einim Royim Tomei B'Gedulas HaMelech Al Kach. They don't see in that place that's far, far away, they don't see the greatness of the king. In some Avoisk of Afrindika island somewhere that belongs to the king, they don't see the greatness of the king. They don't see the rishimas of the king. It's not clear. They don't feel his presence in that faraway place. When you're in the city, you're in the capital, you're there, you feel everywhere the presence of the king. But far away in this Medina, you don't feel the king. And the prince is all the way in this faraway place. He sent the prince over there. It's very far from the king. So the king gives his son a very precious stone, that's engraved with the name of the king. When he's with his father, now his father gives him this gem, this stone. When he's with his father, he puts this away in some safe or something. He doesn't really need it. He appreciates the gift, but his life doesn't depend upon it at all. He doesn't need this stone. He doesn't need this as a reminder that he's Ben HaMelech, that he's the prince. Because back home, by the palace, he knows and everybody knows that he's the Ben HaMelech. Everybody knows that he's a Kaddish. He knows that he's a Kaddish. He knows that he's the son of the king in that place. Where the king is, that he's a Kaddish. Umakirim begadlus hamelach. And in that place, everybody knows the greatness of the king. Allah has come of a karma, the prince himself doesn't need any reminder. So he has that stone and he keeps it, but he doesn't need that.
V'yoidim shetoichen ha'evin asher b'yodo shayach elav be'etzem l'tzad shu b'noi shel ha'melach.
And everybody knows that the prince, only the prince, has that stone, that ring, whatever, and that it's shayach elav be'etzem, and he's the only one who it's shayach to, that stone, that ring,
l'tzad shu b'noi shel ha'melach.
And that only the prince has the ability to use that stone to make a chasima, to engrave in the name of the king, whenever he wants. He has that. But everybody knows that it's, everybody knows even without the stone, even without the ring, with this, without the seal. Everybody knows who he is, and he knows who he is. Together with the king, where he is.
But as time passed,
and now the son is b'medina harachayka, is far away.
In
this medina that's far away, it's possible that even the ben hamelach, that even the ben hamelach, can forget Shu b'noi shel ha'melech ha'gor, who his father is. Even the ben ha'melech can forget who his father is. That's how far away this place is.
Rak ayidei shebiyodo ha'evan ha'yoker.
So now he takes a look at the evan ha'yoker. He takes a look at that gem, at the ring.
Rak aidei shebiyodo ha'evan ha'yoker b'choisem mishem ha'melach,
that has the seal of the king, his father.
Noidoloi shehu ben ha'melach ha'godol.
Noidoloi, through the ring he begins to remember who he is.
Shehu ben ha'melach ha'godol,
that he is the son of the king, of the great king. That's the end of the parasha. At the end of the parasha, it says, V'hiyisim, V'hiyisim. V'hiyisim means the ring, the stone, the gem. V'hiyisim means the rishimas that are in all of the mitzvahs, Hashem's presence that's in the tefillin, that's in the tzitzis. Hashem's name that's sealed onto the bris. Hashem's name that's written, Shabbos is, the Zohar says, Shabbos is Shema Dekut Shebrichu. Shabbos is the name of Hashem. You can't say in the mikvah the word Shabbos, you know that. Shabbos is Shema Dekut Shebrichu. Shabbos is the name of Hashem. A matzah. We're so used to looking for OUs and Chavkes and OKs that we forget that in the food that we eat there's the chesima of the Melech himself. There's the seal of the king what a Jew puts into his mouth. Is nechtam b'tabas ha'melach. B'fonei nechta. The food that we eat. That's called v'hiyisa. And now when the prince takes a deeper look at all of these havayas, at all of these hiyisems of his life, all of these rishimas, each one is like a jewel. Each one is the seal of the king.
Haynu kanal, aydei v'hiyisem, shu havayos harishimos hakadoshes,
which that's what the Zohar calls. Havayos, the impressions of the rishimos hakadoshes, of these rishimos, of how Hashem set us apart in Shemayim from all the nations of the world.
Yenish olonu ha'akara,
so the prince is far away and he's living with people that don't care about the king, that don't think about the king, that even make fun of the king, they make fun of his father. But in that place that's far away, We're able to hold on to these rishimas of the sherish of kedusha, of that world that's called kedoshim, li kedoshim, through the vehiyisem, li kedoshim, hanirmas b'milas li kedoshim. Kalishnav of late Yilovev, Lohavin Teresemis, Boimek and Moshe Laza, Kamaimer, just to turn over the page. Hakosiv, Lohavin Moshe Lamuiz. Reb Leibler ends this by saying that a person who has a heart, and a person who has feelings, will understand the Teresemis, the true Torah that is contained in this Moshe that he just gave. We'll see the truth of the Torah that's contained in this Moshe. And we'll think about this marshal, and we'll live with this marshal. It's like you want this. Somebody else's? Yeah, I can't see from
there. Do we only give these rishimos because of the Hester Ponim, or is it just our sensitivity to the Chasima on our Nishom?
The truth is that the Hester Ponim is because we're in the physical world. So the fact of our mitzvahs that it's in the sham of a guf creates such a need. So lu yitzuya, we would be at the time that there was nevuah and we were living in Yerushalayim, and there were nevi'im walking around, like, you know, your brother's a navi, or you're a navi, and the world was filled with the Or Hashem. Does that mean that it wasn't possible in a person, even then, for a person to experience a moment of forgetfulness, or a day, especially the person went through some difficulty, something happened, he wasn't well, or somebody died? The mitzias of the neshama baguf means that already, to begin with, we live in a medina rechoikim and hamelech. Medina rechoikim and hamelech. But then there's distance, and there's real, real distance. Real distance. So hest upon him, and galus, that's very, very, very far. It's very far. You see, the children naturally remember God much more easily. It's much easier for a child to be told about Hashem, and to remember Hashem, and to feel Hashem's presence, because he's still fresh, and it's just the mitzias of neshama baguf, and he hasn't yet drayed off to some faraway medina. But the further we go, and the older we get, the further away we are from that home base that's called Kedoshim. That's the beginning of the parasha. Kedoshim to you. Kedoshim. That's where we began. That's home base. That's the beginning. But we get far away from there. So how do we get home? How do we get back? So Reb Leibler says, the end of the parasha says, V'hiyisam li Kedoshim. Through the V'hiyisam, through mitzvahs, through living, putting your life into that world of Torah mitzvahs, and stopping and remembering this marshal, which Reb Leibler says is a big thing to be a Jew, to remember this marshal of the prince paying attention to the stone, paying attention to the ring, paying attention that he has the seal, that he's a ben melech, that somehow through that a person can find his way back to Kedoshim, to the beginning. V'yisem li Kedoshim. At the beginning, when you're with the king, that's the beginning of the parasha. The beginning of the parasha is when you're in Yerushalayim and your cousin's an avi or something, and you see the Beis HaMikdash, and you see Nisim. That's the beginning of the parasha. That's why the beginning of the parasha is Kedoshim. Kedoshim. Tiyu, what's Tiyu? Look at everything in your life. You see that? Every single thing in your life is all about Kedusha. That's when things are great. That's the beginning of the parasha. And then the parasha goes through all the mitzvahs, that, everything in our lives. And the parasha ends, Reb Leibler says, with when we're far away from the king. And then it's v'hi, and you're not beginning with kedoshim. You feel that you're nothing. You feel that you're disgusting. So how are you supposed to find your way back to that world that's called kedoshim? The Teretz is v'hiyisamli. Through these havayas, through these rishimas, through these mitzvahs, through trying to understand what's the inyan of the chasimas habris. What's the inyan of the bris? What's the ois bris kodesh that Hashem Baruch wants us to have, that he was matzav us to have? Our food, our clothing, everything. That you could find our way back to the world of Kedosh. Gabi, is it?
I understand much of the idea why the Ben Melech needs to be everything. Remember, if everything begins with the Akara,
That's the L'chadchila. The L'chadchila is the...
Why does it have to be Kedoshim to you only with the Eben? Like, through the massing we become Kedoshim.
Because... I understand. Because we're in the Shama Beguf... There is no such thing as besides Devat HaKhtayim. In other words, I'm a human being, therefore I have a hard time relating. I have a hard time through relating to the Seichel Shabbat Chaldover, because all I see is the Chaldover. I don't see the Seichel. I only see the Chaldover because I'm fixated on physical things. Therefore, the way back to Hashem is through physical things. Not only is the tachlis of creation Devat HaKhtayim, but a way back to Hashem through physical things. That's the chiddush what our label is telling us. It's a tremendous risk, but the... Because Hashem's Baruch sent the prince, just like the king sent the prince far away. Because when the prince remembers who his father is, then he's going to start to tell everybody else over there, listen, there's a king over here. That's what Avraham Avinu was doing. If we stayed in Yerushalayim, and we stayed in Beis HaMikdash, and it would be Aseichel Shabbat Chaldover, and it would be in a place of Moichin, the godless, and everything would. But then we could have stayed in the Olam HaNeshamas. You could ask a bit, why did the Rosh Hashanah send Bechlal to send us anywhere? Why did he send us away from? Why did he send us? As I said a minute ago, the Guf itself is already Medina Rechayka. The Guf is a Medina Rechayka. That's in the Sipurim Ma'asiyos. The Medina Rechayka is the Guf itself, is the body itself. That's why what happens the second that we're born. And we get the patch, what happens is we forget. Being born means forgetting. That's what it means. The Malach gives a patch, and then we forget. Being born means forgetting that you're a Ben Melech. Now the Torah says that a baby, a child, is still a little bit, not so far from the, not as far from the Melucha, from the king. But being born means that the king has already sent us away. That's being born is being sent away. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we didn't want to come to the world. And we were sent into the world, and the prince was sent away. But the Baruch Shalom gave us these Havayas, these Rishimas of another world.
So there's no possibility to become Kadosh without
Mitzvah? No, there's no possibility of being Kaddish without Mitzvah.
The radio show says you remember the Melech all the time.
No. Because you have to own the ring. You have to have it in the... Even if you're not desperate to take it out and look at it every minute, if you don't have it, it means you're not the prince. It means you don't have it.
Even if you have that card with the prince.
No, it's not enough. It's not enough. You have to have it. If they have it, you remember this.
If the Ben Melech is so far away and he's in this town where they don't even speak to the gods and the king, what's getting him to look at the Eved to remind him? If someone's so rachuk, then what's going to get them to? If they're not connected to the Mitzvah, what's going to get them to remember about the Mitzvah?
So Yitzchak asked a very good question. He said, the Ben Melech is so vite, he's so far away. But why Bechlal, like, what's the Inyan Bechlal of him taking out this thing, dusting off the old ring and taking a look at it? Like, what's the Inyan Bechlal? I think Gabi's right. When Lubavitch Rabbi Schus, you know that there are many, many Jews that had a hard time with the Rebbe, with the Lubavitch Rebbe's mitzvah campaigns, right? His mitzvahim. And some of the people that were, what they had, there were other things behind the opposition. But even purely from that place of seichel, what exactly are you accomplishing by stopping some guy and putting a pair of tefillin on him? Now remember that it's not just all the mitzvahs are rishimis, but tefillin. This guy, if he's a Jew, he already has a bris. You're not going to stand there in midtown Manhattan and ask him to take a look at that. The tefillin is an ice. The tefillin is an ice. The ice on the body, ice bris kodesh. The connection between tefillin and the ice bris kodesh, which is why we don't put on tefillin on Shabbos, which is connected to the ice of Shabbos. But in the middle of the week, on a Tuesday, in the middle of the week, in a dark Tuesday someplace, a cloudy Tuesday in Manhattan, to say, are you Jewish? Yeah, I'm Jewish. Would you mind putting on tefillin for a second? So there's a hisnagdus, because there are kashis and halacha. How do you put tefillin on such a person? What's the cheshbon? The cheshbon is that there is a very, very, of course, a very deep and mysterious memory that is awakened. Because in the consciousness, somewhere buried in the consciousness of a Jew, not just because he remembers that the Zayde were tefillin, this tefillin is inside of him someplace. So by putting tefillin on him, you could shake him back into that memory. Now what happens if nobody puts tefillin on him? So the Rebbe said, we got to put tefillin on these people. Is he ever going to put tefillin on himself? Sometimes. But there are other things. There are rishimas in the world. Even if he sees a Jew that's from. He sees, you ever have this thing, I know there's a word for it, that what's the word for it when a Jew comes over to you in the airport, he sees you're wearing a yarmulke, he wants to talk to you? What's it called? Bagel? Yeah. Bageling. Right? I heard that. I think somebody here told that to me last year, bageling. Wherever I've gone someplace. I remember I was on my way to speak in Phoenix and in Arizona, and I stopped off in Des Moines. And I was going to meet with there was a Carlo, I hope it's still there. There was a Carlo in Des Moines, and I was going to learn with a Carlo in the airport. They arranged to rent a room, and I was going to give a shiur to the husbands and wives from the Carlo on the way, because I didn't really have time to go into town, so I was going to do that. And I'm in Des Moines, I'm looking for a Yiddish eponym, you know, in a place like that, in the airport. It's a Jewish face, something. A guy comes over to me, a pilot with a cap and the thing, and he says, Rebbe, ma shlomcha? Says, Baruch Hashem, Yehudi. Betach Yehudi. Betach Yehudi. Now, if we would meet each other on a street in Tel Aviv, the guy would be annoyed with me, with my beard and payas, right? He'd be annoyed with me. Ma ta, ech ata olech, ma, ta chashev, ata nimtza achshav, beize ghetto, mashu, beize makom. Tel Aviv, tit kadem. Ma'esh. But I meet this guy in Des Moines. He says, I didn't even see the guy. I didn't know who he was. I thought he's a guy. He's walking around. And he comes over to me. Shalom Aleichem. He says, Rabbi, ma shlomcha? He had the cheshek to he go le no freis chaviv erlai. It's an interesting thing about a Jew. He wants to take out that ring and look at it every now and then. Sometimes it gets him angry. Sometimes it makes him nostalgic. Sometimes he said, I don't have anything to do with this. But he can't get away from it. He just can't get away from it. From the Indian of the Malchus. He can't get away from it. Something. But it's an amazing thing. I don't know how to explain that any other way. In the Moshul. It's a good kash. Doesn't he forget that he even owns the thing? That's the kasha. He's so far away. Doesn't he forget? He forgets that he owns the thing. No, because there's something about a Jew that he can't forget that. In other words, the bottom line is kedoshim to you at the beginning of the parasha. He's not conscious of that, but there's something there. Through the vehisim, he comes back to li kedoshim. But he doesn't let go of the kiddush. He doesn't let go. He has something with it. He's upset about it. He remembers it. He doesn't remember it. Something, an Indian, an Asik. He has an Asik with Jews, with Yiddishkeit. It's an Asik. The question is, what's going to shake this person back into remembering what's going to happen that will bring them to that connection? It could be anything that sets it off. I'm sure you've all heard so many, there's so many stories, so many different stories. So many stories. What does that? Yeah.
At first, I thought earlier was saying that, like, just mitzad, like mitol shelo lishma, you should just be osik in mitzvos, and then you're going to start to, like, you're going to start to feel the kedusha again. And, like, once you're osik in kedusha, then you're going to start to feel the kedusha. Then by the mushel, the stone, I felt like more like he was saying, like, it was more just his bonus and, like, the stone, and, like, just his bonus in the mitzvos themselves. Like, I mean, thinking about the stone, thinking about mitzvos and where you come from, like, not the action of, like, just reading right. Mitzvos. So I was just wondering, like, which one is
I was trying to figure that also. I was trying to think of that. I think they're both right. In other words, there are Jews who are Isaac and mitzvos, Samasim Taivim, even though they don't have much of a hergish, and they're not thinking about the king. But because their parents and because of a sense of responsibility and so on, I think that's what it sounds like he's talking about, that the Asik is Shaloi Lashma. It's Vehisa. But I also think that through the Marshal, the Rebbe Label is taking us to the next level, to a different level, where a person is even in that place, that he's so far. You know, it's all a question of how far are you away from the palace. So when you're not that far, that's one level. You're doing mitzvahs, but Shaloi Lashma. But when you get even further away from the palace, like Yitzchak's talking about Jews, they're not Isaac and Mitzvahs at all. But I told this to you a few weeks, I think I told you before Pesach, I mentioned it, I think, here, that, yeah, I did, that I was once with the kids on a trip, Pesach, Chol HaMoed, in Manhattan. We were waiting in line somewhere. Remember I told how many of you were there, and there was a restaurant, a treif restaurant. Treif, chametz, everything. A restaurant there, and we were waiting in line to get into something, a museum, I don't know what. And there were, and one of the kids said, Daddy, look at this, because, you know, you could see the people eating by the window when we were standing in line. And in this treifa restaurant, they had matzah. This person has matzahs on his table. So my kid said, well, what is that? The whole place is chametz. What's with the matzahs? I says, not just chametz. There's chametz, there's chazer, there's basar v'cholov, there's eva menachai, there's taruvis, there's the whole yeradeya is basar shen salam and I, whatever you want. Chatich and as and avela. Everything is in this restaurant. So my daughter asked me, so what is this guy ordering? What's with the matzahs? So I said, can you imagine? That's what it means, b'nei kel chai, baruch shalom. This yid wants to have matzahs. It's Pesach. And it's in New York City that they know enough, the restaurant has matzahs. That a Jew comes in. So you can look at it in a bad way, but if you look at it in another way, that a Jew comes in and he says matzahs, sure, you want matzahs. It could be on Yontif, he's ordering matzahs. He's eating the matzahs together with chametz. The Rishimus of that Havaya of Kedoshim to you, that he wants to have a Shaychus to Matzahs because it's Pesach. There are some Jews that the Rishima that they find is in Eretz Yisrael. And the truth is that this whole Indian of birthright, right, that this idea of birthright, which was not invented by some people, the idea of giving kids a trip for free, right, to Eretz Yisrael. Wasn't invented by frum people, that idea. It was invented by people who are not frum, but they're worried about intermarriage and so on, assimilation. Is it entirely successful? Of course not. But is there an unbelievable roishim that it makes upon thousands, that it's made upon thousands and thousands? And what a schia these people have that they started such a thing? That when a person comes to Yerushalayim, I mean, there are rishimas, there are havayas of kedusha of the Baruch Shalom everywhere, and it shakes Jews up. And if it could give one thought when he's going out someplace and there's a girl that's not Jewish and he says nah, whatever, there's a rishima of kedusha, and to send his kid to go for a Hebrew school or something, whatever it is, it's an amazing thing. the Indian of Vihiyisim Li Kadoshim. Vihiyisim Li Kadoshim. I don't think I'm going to have time for the second piece. So, try to learn it. It's a merdik. The Tfes Yosef is an unbelievable Torah. He talks here about Eretz Yisrael and the eyes of Eretz Yisrael. Look, Mr. Shem, maybe we could do a little bit next week. Hold on to the page. Maybe we'll do it next week.
Where's the Tfes Yosef? Starts here. No.